We have a very interesting guest today on our Where Are They Now segment. His name is Alvin Battle, one of the basketball players for the 1983 National Championship team at North Carolina State under the late Jim Valvano. And Alvin, it's a pleasure to have you on Sharing the Victory as our guest.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and I just appreciate the opportunity to be a part of the show and to let people know where I am now.
Well, where are you now, Alvin? You're somewhere there in North Carolina, and what has God been doing with you?
Well, I'd like to let your listeners know exactly who Alvin Battle is. I was born in Tarboro, North Carolina, went to Northern Ash High School and graduated in 1980, attended Merced Junior College in 1980, where I graduated in 1982 with a AA degree. In 1982, I was the California Junior College Player of the Year for basketball, and attended North Carolina State University in 1982 on a basketball scholarship, and I graduated in 1985 with a BA Communications degree from NC State University. Like you said earlier, I was a member of the 1983 National Championship team, cardiac pack, I guess. remember that?
Oh, yeah. You know, Alvin, I remember where I was then when I watched that game. And you know what? Whether that was an air ball or a pass, I'll tell you what, it ended up in good hands for the game-winning bucket. And, of course, I think we all remember, any of us who are sports fans, Jim Valvano running across the floor not knowing where to go or what to do. But, wow, that had to be a great moment. You know, as a member of football national championships myself, I understand the thrill of that. But, Alvin, I think we both would have to agree, because of our relationship with Christ, we recognize that that baby doesn't last very long, does it, in terms of fulfillment?
It does not last very long. It lasts probably a month or two, and then reality sets back in. But little did I know that winning a national championship would do all the things that it's doing for me today.
Well, you know, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, Alvin, because, you know, as I've studied up on you a little bit, I've been very impressed with something that many, even many Christians, don't take the opportunity to do, from championship teams or uniquely done things, you know, in the world of, let's say, sports. And that is, you have been a great steward of these opportunities. I mean, you've used the national title and the books that have written about that national title team and all that's been said and the popularity of a Jim Valvano, who subsequently died of cancer, and now through the Jimmy V Foundation has provided a lot of support for that area. But you've used all of that to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why don't you tell us how God has set you up with alley-oop passes from these types of things to slam dunk home the truth of the word?
Well, I can tell you, it's been an interesting ride. You know, around 10 years ago, I went to a Promise Keepers, and the Lord put it on my heart to minister to men. And from that point to this day, I've been pushing, serving the Lord and helping men understand the Lord Jesus Christ. But today, in today's world, I'm currently a IT technical team lead for First Citizens Bank in Raleigh, North Carolina. I serve on the board of the YMCA Triangle Christians Emphasis Committee. I'm a chairperson for the Cary YMCA Christians Emphasis Committee. I started a Bible study at the Cary YMCA about 6 years ago with just two guys, because they knew I played for the national championship team, and this guy's a Christian. Let's listen to him. And this morning we had, actually yesterday morning we had 17 guys there at 5 a.m.
Wow.
Praising God and wanting to learn more about God. I'm part of a Bible study, and I started at First Citizens Bank a few years ago, and it's just growing leaps and bounds. You know, I teach a New Testament study class at my church, New Horizons, for new believers, and they listen because they know that I love God, and you know, being a national champion, that seems to open up a lot of doors for us.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, so many times it seems as though when we win titles, we want to absorb it for ourselves.
For ourselves.
And just think, well, God blessed us, and that was great, and it was all about winning the title. But really, it's always on the mind of God to see men fall on their face before him and come to a saving relationship with him, men, women, and children as well, everywhere. And a national championship, you know, Alvin, in the sports world, brings a huge audience. I mean, a diverse audience. People who would not normally go to a church would come to hear Alvin Battle, member of the 1983 national championship basketball team, want to hear him because they think basketball is the priority, but really, it's really the ulterior motive of Alvin Battle to get Jesus Christ in the center of their heart and mind, isn't it?
That is absolutely true. You know, I actually speak at the Wake County Correctional Facilities for Prisoners through New Horizons Fellowship, and these men look at me as, you know, this guy had it all. He has it all. He has a wonderful family, and but yet still he's serving God. And it's just been just a wonderful opportunity for me to spread the word. About 2 weeks ago, I was down in Dunn, North Carolina, speaking at a prayer breakfast for the Gospel Tabernacle Church. And I wouldn't have had that ability, that opportunity to speak to that group of people. It was about 150 people there, if it wasn't for the national championship.
Mm.
You know, whenever I speak or wherever I go, I always give God the glory because it's Him that we lift up. You know, we want praise for ourselves, we'll have it for a short period of time. But if we give praise to God, it's eternal and it'll last forever. Absolutely forever.
And you know, Alvin, with a national championship team or athletic success, for the Christian, there's always two stories. And the public only seems to get one story.
They only get one side.
They get the media side of it. But it's up to the Christian to steward the hidden story, so to speak.
That is so true.
And see, because they'll never hear it unless we have learned how to articulate our faith and to see the modern-day parable of sports to bring home the truth of Jesus Christ. And Jesus was so clever at taking worldly events and common things that go on and then being able to use that as what we call a parable, that something which comes alongside of a truth to help bring out that truth. And that's what you've been doing, modern day parables through the world of sports, particularly the NCAA National Championship, to bring home the reality and the truth of Jesus Christ, to start Bible studies, to affect men's lives. Wow, what a powerful agent.
I can tell you more things, but it's just been a wonderful opportunity. You know, I married my college sweetheart, Debbie, and we have two wonderful girls, Amber and Ashley, and they're both involved in athletics, and they love the Lord just like the mother and I do.
Wow.
And it's just been a wonderful thing. You know, I came to know Christ when I was 16 years old, and God has been with me through all the ups and downs, through all the years. But, you know, being a part of the national championship team, you know, I didn't realize it at the age of 21, 22, that God would use that time in my life to give me the opportunity 25 years later to glorify His name. It's just absolutely amazing. And I call it a divine appointment. Wow. A lot of people will say, yes, that's just part of life, being a part of a championship team. That's fine. Then you move on. But God knew exactly what He was doing at that time for me to be a part of that championship team, to be able to spread His word to people 25 years later. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, Alvin. And I know what we're not saying is that you have to be a national champion to be a spokesman for God.
You don't have to have
athletic successes. The world defines it to do that. Because in everyone's life, there is a national championship something that God has put together. It may not be a title that everybody recognizes, but there's something like a national title. There's something uniquely designed for each and every person that would bring out the message of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The combination of spiritual gifts, athletic talents, circumstances, musical ability, academics, you name it, whatever package God puts together for us. I just want to say this before America, Alvin, thank you for being a great steward of the package that God has given to you. Thanks for being on our show today.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity. You know, Fellowship of Christian Athletes is a great organization. I speak at the local Fellowship of Christian Athletes in high school and in my daughter's school and schools around the Triangle, and I absolutely love speaking to these kids. But thank you for allowing me to share my message, and hopefully it'll help someone to understand that God loves us no matter who we are, athletes or non-athletes, and He gives us all talents and abilities to spread His word and to bring others to God.
Well, my guest today has been Alvin Battle, the former team member of the North Carolina State basketball team that won the 1983 national championship under Jim Valvano. Alvin has been our privileged guest for us today on Sharing the Victory.